These are the stories of everyday people.
It's fine to give up my lunch to give somebody else a lunch.
Working to bring positive change to the Bay Area.
You become part of their family as they become part of yours.
Neighbors doing extraordinary things.
I get the feeling like I'm not doing enough and I wish I could do more.
These are KCBS Difference Makers.
The campaign takes aim at fears about the COVID-19 vaccine through local artwork that's been made into posters, flyers, and banners. Sutter Health pediatrician Dr. Brian Prostowski explains why communities of color are more hesitant to get the vaccine.
Tend to just be, in general, and totally appropriately, more skeptical of anything that comes from sort of government or kind of big institutions because of the historic sort of systemic racism that's been somewhat embedded in a lot of these systems.
Since the start of the COVID-19 outbreak last March, Latinos in Sonoma County have been disproportionately impacted by the virus. Sutter Health says Latinos are 27% of the local population, but they currently comprise of 65% of COVID-19 cases, where the ethnicity or race of the infected person is known. So what are those common myths?
The most outrageous of the conspiracy theories has been that, like, you know, the Gates Foundation is going to monitor you. They've tagged these vaccines with ways to follow you around. I've heard people allege that there's an association with infertility associated with the vaccines. None of this is true.
That's why Dr. Prostowski is working to bridge the gap between the Santa Rosa Latino community and the medical community through positive messaging.
It's more effective to say to somebody when you're a vaccine educator, you know, this vaccine is going to allow you and your grandparents to get back together again every weekend when you used to meet. That's a much more personal message and true. I'm not making things up, you know, compared to saying the data shows that this vaccine is 95% effective.
Sutter Health has agreed to give $5,000 to help support the effort by partnering with artists from Rises Collective to display artwork at Sonoma County businesses. It's just one way they hope to build trust within the community.
It kind of creates a sort of icebreaker concept where you can just begin to sort of see this and be like, oh, okay, this message is for me, you know, from people who are like me.
The Sutter Health Campaign and Dr. Brian Prostowski, making a difference. Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.